What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
6:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Ed in Baltimore. I am in Boston. Your thoughts on Jordan Westberg? Went down yesterday with what we call right ankle discomfort. He's had some injuries from hustling all year long throughout his career, actually. Would you like – I look at Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper was that type of player, running through a brick wall all the time, going full out every time. And somewhere along the line, Bryce Harper had learned to dial it back. At one point, I think he dialed it back too much. He was approached by a teammate, I remember, in the dugout. So he learned that happy medium.
Took him a long time to learn that, though.
What, to dial it back?
Yeah. He was really, like, intense when he came
up. Yeah, super intense.
Yeah.
And you know, I think sometimes, you know, players have to learn that. However, there are times where players can't. That's who they are. And if they try to dial it back a little bit, it'll change their game wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's Jordan Westberg or not, but I do know the injuries, they're starting to look the same. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Parkville, Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think you're 100% on point. I like the comparison with Harper. I think he, you know, he saw an opportunity and he started digging. Once he got the second and everything, and hopefully it's not that big of a. Hopefully, he just tweaked his ankle, and he learns how to dial it back a little bit. 162 games in a season, and hopefully more than that. So, and on a side note, and I love what you guys said about the pitch, and specifically Kramer. He's dialed in. But you guys have a great one.
Yeah, man, you too.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Baltimore. Let's get Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So the thing I'm worried about with Westberg is I'm afraid that he's going to turn into how J.J. Hardy was towards the end of his career with, like, the minor back spasms and stuff that didn't put him on the IL for long term, but, you know, he'd be gone for – 2, 3, or 4 games, and you know, he was kind of the leader on that team. You know, he's the shortstop.
Why do you come up with a J.J. Hardy at the back end of his career? I'm just curious.
Well, I just remember that towards the back end of his career, he was always missing 2 or 3 games because of back spasms. I was just afraid that something like this, where now those back spasms are much more serious because it was the same injury over and over. But I'm just thinking in terms of duration of that.
He was in his mid-30s when that happened, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't get the comparison. J.J. Hardy was a guy that played 150 games, you know, most of the time. That's wear and tear. What you're seeing with Westberg's not wear and tear, it's hustle plays. I can't relate back spasms. That's from a guy who's aging in his mid-30s versus Westberg, who's in his mid-20s.
No, I agree with you, Rob. I'm just talking about, like, the duration of how those little injuries lingered. I'm not talking about, like, the injury itself, but okay. You know, I'm just thinking, like, those 2 or 3 games at a time that he's missing because of injuries, whether it's a rolled ankle, a hurt finger, whatever he's dealing with. I was just using that as an example of the duration of the time he's gone. So, but then I think he should take notes a little bit from Gunner. Gunner, I noticed this, and it kind of made me upset at first, but I realized why he does it. Like, on those plays that he's not going to be able to advance, or, like, you know, a ground ball to the right side of the field, he's not hustling 100% because there's no need to, and he's doesn't need to get hurt on that play.
100%. 100%. Yep. I'm with you. Right, thanks a lot for the call. I got what he was saying on the end. I thought he was saying that he's saying that J.J. Hardy's back injuries impact the team. He's worried about that. Now, I understood now at the end of it. But, yeah, I do. Some people had noted that Gunnar Henderson even asked me, well, what's up with Gunnar? Why is he not hustling? Well, because that was a ground ball to second base.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Where's he going? Honestly, if the second baseman throws it away, he's going to be safe anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a ground ball to second base, dude. Slow your roll. You're not beating that up.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Gunner is starting to realize. And that's all I'm suggesting with Westbrook. I don't know if Westbrook has that in him, and I'll use the word yet. I don't know if he has it in him yet.
Yeah, I don't either. It's a hard thing to rein in when you, it's just how you're wired. And I think he's just that's the way the guy is wired. You know, you gotta go hard all the time, and it's not a bad thing. It's, you know, it's better than the opposite where you guys dogging it, you know, or half-assing it down the line, and you know, they think a ball's going to be caught and it's not, and you know, it falls in, and you know, now they turn a double into a single. Those guys, so he's not that guy.
One of the things I teach, you talk about the hustle, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things I teach my girls in basketball is people think diving on the floor for a ball is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. If I'm racing and I'm coming from the south, you're racing for the ball and you're coming from the north, and we both dive for that ball, Ed, what's going to happen?
You're going to hit each other.
You're going to hit each other. Now, you may get possession, but now I just lost you.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah. No. Go pick the ball up if you can't. Play defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Diving against somebody else for possession. That just doesn't make sense. I always call that fake hustle. You're doing that because people are watching,
yes,
and you want people to say, yeah, good play. No, it's not a good play. It's a horrible play.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely horrible play because now you risk us losing you over a possession. That just doesn't make sense.
No,
that doesn't make sense to
that
me.
That drives me. I'm with you on that. You guys, and then you die because you didn't hustle up to get close to the play. There's that aspect of it. And then people just throw themselves, their bodies out there, so people get exactly that. Ooh, look at that. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, some hustle is not good hustle.
No.
Some hustle, you need to be smarter. Play smart. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? Okay, you got it. Now I'm going to steal the ball from you. Or I'm going to block the shot. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes that's what players from all sports need to learn. Learn when to protect yourself, man. Learn, you know what I mean? Play the long game, not the short game. I lost the battle, but, you know, I'm going to win this war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to win it. And again, I'm not suggesting, and I don't think you are, that Westbrook is injury prone or anything like that. I'm suggesting that he's so valuable to this team and this organization that it's better to have him dial it back on some plays than it is to have him not in the lineup.
Oh, definitely.
Some days.
Yeah.
I'll take that play back last night big time. You round the second hard. Good play. But you know, I wish you would have slowed up at second and just realized, man, you wouldn't go to third. You wouldn't go anywhere, man. I get it. That was that just in case. But no, that wasn't going to happen. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But you much rather have a conversation over a player that gives us all and gives us heart and soul more so than the other side.
Say it again?
I said you more so rather have a conversation over a player giving his heart and soul.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Versus the opposite.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Better that than a guy who's dogging and not running plays out and things like that, yeah.
Commissioners, Baltimore at 7:30. Ed Norris has something special for you. But on the other side, it's been almost 2 weeks since we've seen Jair Alexander. Now, the reports are, Ed, that he will start and he will play in week one. But come on, man, we've heard that before. We've heard that before here in Baltimore. So my question to you, Ravens fans, are you beginning to worry about Jair Alexander's health? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.